Orlando can come in there and you can beat them by 25. That's not a, you know, you're not a fluke team.
So it's on the rebounding at the beginning of the year, you were trying to keep more guys back, and the running was going to suffer a little bit, and you kind of wanted to speed things up again. Are you?
No, we got to speed things up, but our priority has got to be to rebound the basketball. It doesn't do you any good to speed things up by taking it out of the net. You know, we've got to rebound the basketball. We got to run on misses instead of makes, but we can still rebound the basketball and get out and run. We've done it before. So, I mean, we just got to get back to the mentality of, you know, we can't give up 16 offensive rebounds. It just costs, I mean, it puts way too much pressure on the offense. You know, once again, here's a game that we shot over 50% and we lost. You know, so obviously you just got to look at the rebounding and then the free throws. We got to do a little better on our free throws, too. I don't think you can miss 9 free throws in a game, not a close game, and have it not hurt you.
That's kind of been an issue all season long, those free throws.
Yeah, and I don't know why, because, you know, Amari shot over 80, Grant shot over 80, Steve obviously shot 90, and, you know, we didn't have really a Channing that's got is a good free throw shooter. Those guys have played the major minutes. You know, Jay Rich, we got to get shooting. You know, he shot better. And, you know, and obviously we just got to be able to step to the line and make them because, you know, you take away 9 points. I mean, that's a pretty big hit right there.
When you look at the boards you give up, the offensive ones you give up, are there guys leaking? Is it just a lack of hustle on those? Or
no, we got to box out and go pursue the ball. You know, I don't think it's a matter of leaking out, more so than, you know, we got to be aware of guys going to the offensive boards, and we got to take care of them, you know, on a box out before we start running the other way.
It's like one thing when you don't get a rebound because you're not boxing out, but when the ball actually hits the floor.
That's not a good thing. The biggest player of the game, that's what happened, and that's what I told them today. You know, the biggest player of the game, they miss a shot, and the ball actually hits the floor, and they come up with it. And that's when Durant made the big shot, yeah.
Any other thoughts on the last couple sequences, the offensive possessions, defensive possessions?
Not really. I mean, as I told you last night in the press conference, you know, everybody wants to talk about what we didn't do against Durant. How about talking about what he did do? You know, if you go back and look, we defended him as well as you possibly can. He shoots a jump shot with a hand in his face, and I mean literally in his face, and he makes it. That's the best you can do, you know, unless you want to foul him and put him on the line. You know, the problem that we had is that we didn't come up with the rebound. That's where the problem came in. You know, if you give him 2 chances, he's probably going to score. Saw him do it on Kobe. You know, so, I mean, you're not going to, you know, you can't give a guy like that multiple chances and think that you can stop him. We just got to make sure that we're completing defensive plays. And by that, I mean 9 times last night they shot the ball where we did a good job defensively, and they got it back. You know, I mean, I know they had 16 offensive rebounds, but I'm talking about where we had really good defensive possessions, and they shot it, and they got it back.
Anything on the other end? There was, I think, Amari missed a free throw, got the rebound there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously it's not our offense, guys. We scored 113 points, and we shot 50%. So, you know, if you're doing that, you expect to win a game. But when you look at offensive rebounding and a couple other things like that, you know, our turnovers were good last night. We didn't have a ton of them. So, I mean, you got to look at something that just leaps out at you. That would be it.
Do you feel like you're kind of plugging fingers and holes, though, because one night it's turnovers and one night it's offensive rebounds, and before that?
Well, we have to become more consistent. We can't have those categories jump on us, you know, every night where – okay, we took care of the turnovers. Now we're giving up offensive rebounds. You know, we've got to have those numbers become pretty consistent across the board. And that's the way we were, you know, the first 2 or 3 weeks of the season. They were pretty consistent in what we were doing across the board. And then occasionally, you know, when we play the team, you know, we may give up a bunch of offensive rebounds here and there. But, you know, for the most part, they were pretty consistent. And that's why our rebounding was, you know, pretty much even if you go back and look for about the first 14 to 15 games of the season. Well, I did, you know. I mean, there's no way other than you just got to pick up the energy. I mean, that's not, I mean, it doesn't, You don't have to be Einstein to figure that one out. You just got to pick up the energy level and play harder and play with more enthusiasm or anything like that. And I didn't think that we quite had it at the level that we necessarily needed to.
Think LB helps that energy level?
Oh, I think so. You know, I think so. I mean, we had a good rotation going, and we were playing good basketball guys when he was healthy, and, we had him in the rotation. So hopefully, that'll put guys back in a role that they're more comfortable in. You know, we're playing JD an awful lot of minutes. And with him, he plays so hard and stuff that, he probably ran out a little bit of gas and stuff. And Grant ran out a little bit of gas. And, we had guys out there for 40 minutes, some of them, and that's really tough to do. But you know what? We'll just, we're not going to panic, and we're not in a situation where, obviously it's a tough loss for us, and it's a loss at home that we don't like to have. But, these guys, the one thing about it is that we do have good guys, and we have guys that are, are team guys and character guys. So we'll right the ship. The ship, we'll be okay. I'm not too worried about that.
How's Landry looking in practice at home?
Well, today was the first day that he really had to have a good hard practice, but he looks fine. He looks like Leandro.
Is he going to take some time to kind of work his way back in? Is that just...
Yeah, when the buzzer sounds in the second quarter, if that's what you mean working the way back in, then yeah. But he'll get in, he'll get in the game, and he'll get in early, and we'll play him in the rotation that we always have. See how he does.
It's a little bit odd that you're struggling with rebounds at a time where Amari's probably rebounding his best.
Well, I think that all that's saying is that we got to get other guys, on the board and stuff. He is rebounding. He's probably pursuing the ball as well as I've ever seen him do it. And so we just got to have it. We said right from the start that in order for us to be a good rebounding team, it's going to have to be, kind of like a team thing, It's got to be by committee. It's not going to be, one guy that's doing it. Now, if we got Amari rebounding like that, then we just got to have the other guys kind of pick it up a little bit, and I think that'll take care of it.
Does it mean with LB back, would you not use Goran at two anymore?
Oh, I still think we'll use him at two. I still think we'll use him at two some, yeah. They don't have to play that many minutes, I think, All right, yes.